and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Easter Saturday, and from the Philippines, we hear from Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, From Doubt and Grief to Hope and Joy.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Now after he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven demons. She went out and told those who had been with him while they were mourning and weeping. But when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they would not believe it. After this, he appeared in another form to two of them as they were walking into the country. And they went back and told the rest, but they did not believe them. Later, he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were sitting at the table, and he upbraided them for the lack of faith and stubbornness, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation." The Gospel of the Lord. As I reflect on today's gospel, I am reminded of a song that I wrote. I'll have the link to SoundCloud posted in case you would like to hear it. A colleague of mine did the music. The title of the song is "I Have Seen the Lord." I wrote the song when my mother had a major heart attack for the first time, and she spent days in the intensive care unit. I thought I have lost her. I was young then, with nothing on my bank account to spend for my mother's hospitalization. Anyone can say I was on the brink of losing hope. Imagine a fatal heart attack with no financial support. People ask me, why did I write a song inspired by Mary Magdalene as a witness to the resurrection of Jesus about the tragic story of my mom's near-death experience? Well, I'll tell you why. But first, allow me to share three reflection points from today's gospel and explain the song alongside it. I'd like to focus on three reflection points. First, an encounter with Jesus changes grief and confusion into mission. Second, doubt is dispelled by faith. And third, doing God's work is not a walk in the park. First point, an encounter with Jesus changes grief and confusion into mission. The gospel writer Mark tells us of Mary Magdalene's encounter with the risen Christ. With hearts heavy and spirits downtrodden, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb only to find it empty. In that moment of confusion and disbelief, Jesus appeared to her, dispelling her sorrow and filling her with unimaginable joy. What a joy to see Jesus alive. It was a moment that changed everything. The victory of life over death, of hope over despair. But the story doesn't end there. Jesus commissions Mary to go and tell the disciples to share the good news of his resurrection. My sisters and brothers, this command is not exclusive to Mary alone. It expands and extends to each one of us. We are called to be witnesses of the resurrection in our own lives, to proclaim the transformative power of Christ's love to all those we encounter. Second point, doubt is dispelled by faith. In a world characterized as VUCA, volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous, qualities that make a situation or condition difficult to analyze, respond to, or do something about it. The message of Easter shines as a beacon of hope in this VUCA world. It reminds us that no matter how bleak our circumstances may seem, there is always the promise of new life, of redemption, and of renewal. We just need to believe. Third point, doing God's work is not a walk in the park. I often tell my students and my co-workers about it, that to do good is challenging. Mission is not without its challenges. Jesus commissions Mary to go and tell the disciples that he is risen. Just as the disciples face skepticism and doubt, we too may encounter obstacles along the way. Yet we are reminded that with God, all things are possible. Jesus promises the disciples that signs will accompany those who believe. These three points I shared with you was made real in my life. My moment of desperation was changed into joy and wonder when God made incarnate the miracle of the resurrection in my life. I, who was before in deep sorrow and doubt, was filled with joy when God showed His might and helped me and my mom. Thus, part of the lyrics of the song is, I hear you from afar, I wonder where you are, I've been searching and looking, where can I find you? Lord, I am lost, can't seem to find my way. I hear your voice but seem to miss where. There I realize I've been searching nowhere. I hear you not from afar, but deep inside my heart. The confusions around me and led me apart. Now I look inside of me. Thank you, Lord, I hear you vividly. I not only hear your words, but see you in me. Now I can declare, announce to all and be aware. The Easter message is that Jesus makes the resurrection come alive through us, through each and every one of us in the darkest moment in our lives. And when we see Him, we are now charged with a mission to proclaim Him. Now I look inside of me. Thank you, Lord, I hear you vividly. I not only hear your words, but see you in me. Now I can declare, announce to all to be aware. I am not a singer. Apologies for the voice. That's why we have a vocalist who sang the song for us. Kidding aside, as we reflect on today's gospel, let us be reminded of our own call to be witnesses of the resurrection. May we encounter the risen Christ in the midst of our struggles and sorrows. And may we in turn go forth with courage and faith, sharing the good news of His victory. And may we inspire each other to embrace our mission with joy and enthusiasm, knowing that we do not proclaim a message of despair, but one of hope and new life in Christ. Happy Easter. God bless us all.